Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Alan Eric Kibosky, and you're listening to the Everyman Show. For those of you that might be listening, all four of you. Maybe there's only three of you tonight. I don't know. Anyway, so, you know, does the news have to get any more crazy than it is? Well, of course it does. Of course the news has to get crazier than it is, because that's how they validate themselves. God forbid they ever tell the truth. You know, for 100 years, you know, you can go back to World War I, the Hearst newspapers. You can see the things that they did, of course, after they installed the Fed or gave our monetary system to a private 12-family group of, well, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, you know the gamut, the Vanderbilts. You know, they basically said, oh, wow, now we control the monetary system. Could you back the truck up to my garage and simply fill it up? Fill her up, Bob. Cut enough trees down. You couldn't pick enough cotton to make all the money. You know, those dollar bills that have cotton in them and, you know, blue and red strips, you know, that they basically, ladies and gentlemen, it's counterfeit. Okay, it was gold-backed up until Nixon. And this is the start of all bad things to come. You know, Thomas Jefferson made it very clear. To have a centralized bank is more dangerous than a free standing army. And, of course, we are seeing the 101-year result of those exact warnings. Our forefathers knew everything to come. They knew exactly what would happen if these maniacs ever got their hands on, of course, what is the lifeblood of any normal civilization. Of course, there is no normal civilization on the planet anymore, because as you've heard me talk about in my many shows over the last couple of years, well, it's the Goodfellas. Remember the movie The Goodfellas? Well, this is the Goodfellas on steroids times 1,000 to the 1,000th power. And Barack Obama every day lets you know that he is the little prince of the palace, and he's just going to executive order whatever he wants. And I'm sure, you know, that whatever his numbers are, you can triple them. There are probably not enough Swiss bank accounts to account for all the money that have been given to this illustrious little, Mr. Bathhouse himself. And I don't say that lightly. I don't say that our president is a gay Indonesian, basically he's a bastard, born to a porn star mother. You know, his uncle was Franklin Marshall Davis. We're pretty sure that though Joel Gibson meant well and his movie is quite informative, well, we think that father is definitely Malcolm X. You see, this is what happened, ladies and gentlemen, through the 40s and the 50s when they brought the Nazis into this country. Listen, if you are really talented at doing major destruction to the everyday ebb and flow of humanity, the government will be very interested in you. And then the government will either put you in prison for the rest of your life, or they'll use you. And of course, if you do somehow get a stroke of genius and decide to become moral and ethical and get out of the business, like Freeway Ricky Ross did with the crack cocaine in the 90s, well, then they're going to put you in prison because, see, you know the names, you know where the skeletons are buried, and, of course, this is what they do. Today, very interesting in conversation with Alex Jones and Wolfgang Halbig on Sandy Hook again. We know that it was a bogus fraud, and Wolfgang Halbig goes into this in detail. I didn't get to hear the question, or I tried to call to ask the question, why was Adam Lanza's death certificate signed the day before Sandy Hook? There are some suspicions that, well, Adam Lanza didn't exist. And that one ought to throw you. Then a guy calls in and he says, well, you know, I was given a contract to tear down the Lanza home long before the Sandy Hook event. Sandy Hook, ladies and gentlemen, Hook is the key word. You see, the government is very slick. They think they're groovy and they think that they're all hip and neato when they come up with these little innuendos and their little acronyms and their little programs and their little names and their operations. You can just figure what 40 to 50 years of heroin, cocaine, marijuana imports and the money that that provides to the crazies. We're talking about trillions. You could take a high school gym, stack the $100 bills to the ceiling, wall to wall, and not come up with all the money that these dark ops agencies have made doing the very thing they tell you they're not going to do. Now, here's another one that's in the news that really bothers me. But, you know, the drugs, you can look that up for yourself. Go to CIA atrocities, Google CIA atrocities, FBI atrocities, you know, government dark ops. You're just going to come up with a slew of stories. The Boston bombing is in the news. They have this thing here where the Tarnap brothers supposedly dropped a couple pressure cookers, yet they won't show the video. And it's just like Osama bin Laden being basically thrown in the ocean as a popsicle didn't happen, because Osama bin Laden died on 12/13/2001, 90 days after. And he had nothing to do whatsoever with 9/11. I just want to repeat that, let you know that that's very, very clear that he had nothing to do with 9/11. But this is the way Nazis roll. This is the way, when you look at the movie and the video of the Warsaw Kids, the way the Germans threw a couple of dead corpses on the street. Basically what they were was frozen bodies, a young boy and a girl, and they watched the people walk, you know, nicely dressed, very, you know, prim and proper, walk right past these bodies like, ooh, what is that? And that's how they tried to show that the Polish were very cold, empathetic people, and let's kill all the Jews because this is how they feel about dead people. Doesn't that drive you insane, knowing that Hitler was a Jew and would do that to those people? And, of course, George Soros being a Jew and a Nazi collaborator who absolutely, to this day, is one of the most murderous, rat-nasty, disgusting individuals that walk the face of the earth in their engagement for global governance and control, which, of course, so you know, look, Kissinger, Brzezinski, Herbert Walker Bush Sr., all the rest of these 90-year-olds, you know, hopefully Rockefellers, you know, many of the older Rothschilds, the entire royal family. I would hope that we continue to remain free, okay, long after these people are dust in the dirt. Yeah, I would hope that they are skull and bones for sure. Skull and bones in a casket, bury them 15 feet deep. 6 feet is not enough, because I really believe they could, in fact, crawl out somehow. But again, this Boston bombing situation where you have pictures of the victims and the actors, and I know, and I could almost swear by it unless I've been proven wrong, I've never been able to find a video again, of Steven Spielberg. You see the frame in the lower left-hand corner, you see a man, while everybody's running toward the victims, this person is walking away from the victims, and he has a brown sweater on, and he has, you know, he's well-dressed. And, you know, some people, you know, you can just tell who they are from far away, and it's a perfect video, and the way the whole thing is, you know, produced, well, it's professional. But there's a couple of soldiers that have been found to have their legs removed months or years in advance from the Iraq and Afghanistan war. You see the woman who, of course, is involved in, I believe, this issue with Aurora is in the videos. The same actors. They go back to 9/11. That's how far back the Aurora shooter, supposed lawyer, she's in three or four different scenarios with these are supposed to be major, major game-changer events. And this woman, different hair colors, different hairstyles, she's been identified, Cicilino or something like that is her last name, and she's in these videos, and these people have been paid. Ladies and gentlemen, these people have been paid, as I said last night about 9/11. If you go to the State of the Nation and look at that article with the Putin-Snowden nuclear document dump, well, millions. They are paid more money for these one and singular events or more events, or they're on the payroll, than you will ever make in 100 of your lifetimes. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop them now. As I quote Rage Against the Machine, no matter how hard you try, you can't stop them now. And, you know, when you rely on mainstream media, MK Ultra, mind control, image production, to give you the truth, the facts, you know, they know how to zoom in on a face, and they know how to make their faces. And you got the one video where the woman with the Sandy Hook, and you see her, she looks at the guy and goes, watch this. And she comes over to the camera, and she's laughing. And she says, watch this. And she goes over to the camera and she starts screaming and crying about a dead kid. You know it's a lie. You know Sandy Hook is a lie. You know Boston's a lie. You know 9/11 was an inside job. If you were going to be paid $20 million and you have a career, let's face it, you've been an accountant or you've been a judge or you've been a person who's in the conduit. You're a conduit. You're in the pipeline. You're responsible. You're held accountable. You are the law. You are the end all. You are the judge. You're the decision maker. You're in the military. You're an accountant. You're in the adjutant. You know, you're a judiciary. And somebody comes to you, guarantees your safety, guarantees you they're going to launder the money, guarantee you you'll never be caught. If you are ever even suspected, it will be whitewashed. It will go away. You will never be audited. And they're going to hand you between $1.5 and $20 million. You kind of know that you're looking at a very dangerous situation, a scary situation. You understand the world you live in where people have teeth. These guys have teeth. They have ice bullets, cyanide ice bullets. They have conefish toxins. They have nicotine drops. They have plutonium-235. Let's face it, the guy died. He drinks a little tea in New York. He's a Russian KGB defector. He's dead. And you think they don't know how to do it. Well, let me tell you, when you sign on and you become one of these spooks, and you're making $125,000 a year to basically sit around with an earbud in your ear all day, listen for stuff, you may never see action. And you join and you sign on and you're in it. And you have top secret information. Many, many, many of these guys wind up killing themselves because they can't take the atrocities they were involved in. They can't handle the fact that they did something that they will atone for in their end of days. Perhaps there is no heaven, perhaps there is no hell, but when you're dying and you have family and you have people that you're responsible for, how do you go your whole life keeping your mouth shut? Believe me, you don't. Now, instead of these guys having bugs, maybe they got a button or maybe there's a bug in their shoe or maybe they have this little, you know, chip in their body and they're able to be surveilled all the time. You can't go like that for 30, 40, 50 years. you're going to pop eventually. Eventually, you're going to burst. They have all kinds of guys you can go talk to. They got psychiatrists, lawyers, different people when you decide you are going to collapse mentally. But, you know, you have to figure that there is another atonement. Yahweh will stop you in your tracks on your way into the light. You had better believe. If you don't believe in God, that's fine. But somewhere down inside, you know, in your gut reeks, as it starts to rot, as the ulcers start to kick in, as your blood curdles, you know there is a God. There is a spiritual realm you will answer for. So, moving on. Okay, so we've got now Hillary Clinton has a personal email account. We know that the Clintons do not follow the law. We know that Bill Clinton and Epstein were running child trafficking. I cannot imagine the atrocities that these secret societies lay on human beings and why they do it. I kind of understand it. I know how a vampire thinks. I have an idea. I know what it's like when you are in the gainful slot of a predicament. But I can't understand how a woman working for the State Department, who is the Secretary of State to the United States, this shows the malice. This shows the forethought. This shows the absolute unaccountability. They don't give a damn. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. All they care about is their power and another $10 million New York apartment. What are they going to do when the water goes off in New York? Do you know during 9/11 that there were as many as 5 or 6 different factions prepared to blow up the tunnels, bridges? Other buildings were slated. You understand that $2.3 trillion is the cover-up in Building 7. The bankers went on a golf trip funded by Warren Buffett. Let me tell you something. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Ted Turner, Giuliani, the entire Bush clan, the entire Clinton clan, as many as half of our congressmen are fully and absolutely involved in 9/11, not to mention police commissioners, police chiefs, fire departments, you name it. The money was spread far and wide. There are a lot of people in witness protection. There's a lot of people that changed their IDs. There's a lot of people that disappeared. Now, when you read about the hundreds of people that the witnesses that died after Oklahoma, they died after 9/11, Boston bombing, you know that there is a chain of knock'em lists. Knock'em lists, ladies and gentlemen, are a list of people who die mysteriously who witness certain events. For instance, the Barack Obama fake birth certificate manufacturer. She crashes in the ocean with a whole bunch of little, well, let's put it this way, they were CIA. You can be a CIA asset in an instant if you want to be involved in some kind of a drill or an operation. You'll get paid a bundle of money, and you'll go and perform this horrific act. Now, she was on the plane. She was dead. She was not alive sitting on that plane. The plane goes into the water, all the rest of the guys are swimming around, and she's floating there dead because she was already dead. Believe it, okay? These are experts. These are people that plan this for a long time before it ever takes place. And when you swear to secrecy in the Brotherhood of Darkness, believe me, you're not going to just say, oh, I can't take it. You might as well put a gun to your head. Living and dying, ladies and gentlemen, and believing that the people that are involved in these operations give a damn about you. They care about you when you're part of the Brotherhood, but the minute you step out of line, the minute you go out of the margin, off the page, forget about it. You know, you hear John Travolta used to say that all the time in Welcome Back, Carter. It cracks me up. Forget about it. You hear it all. You see it all the movies. Remember all the mafia thing, all the mafia junk in the beginning of the right here before 9/11, right through the two, you know, Sopranos. You got all these guys, all these movies, Goodfellas, Badfellas, Fellas, whatever it is, The Godfather. These are guys that are sworn to the Brotherhood of Darkness. Whether you're involved in extortion, whether you're involved in kidnapping, whether you're involved in demolition, whether you're involved in insurance fraud, whether you're involved in drug trafficking, whether you're involved in human trafficking, pedophilia, whatever your specialty is in the Brotherhood of Darkness, because that's what they are, satisfaction in knowing that they can commit atrocities, human violations, break the law, and not, even if they're caught, they're going to shrug it off. When you know where the bones are buried and you know who's involved and you have names, like my cousin Edward did before they blew him up in his apartment last April, a couple Aprils ago, well, you know that they can get you anywhere, anytime. That's their famous quote. We can get you anytime, anywhere, anytime. You know, my opinion would be, hey, make it as painless as possible. I do not want to be a raging soul as I go into the light. I don't want to sit around flapping around like a fish on a boat who's been chopped in half. You see, you want to go out quick. You want, boom, lights out, no pain, no fuss, no muss, disconnect my brain from my spine. I don't want to feel anything. Maybe this is why the head choppers in ISIS feel that they are, well, pretty much humane. When you separate the head from the body, you're not going to have any pain because there's no receptors. All your receptors are from the neck up. Everything else is just loose baggage. Dead weight, so to speak. Those are horrible atrocities in themselves. But when we know that ISIS is MI6, Mossad, these are the five countries that were involved in 9/11. Now they form this ISIS. Look, how many more soldiers have to come back and basically say, hey, there's nothing going on over there that we're not controlling. This is about Israel moving into the Middle East and taking over the entire Middle East. This is not about Osama bin Laden. 22 soldiers a day commit suicide knowing that in order to take this area, this prehistoric holy land, they're going to have to murder and kill millions, millions of innocent people. They're being displaced. It's genocide. It's eugenics. It's ethnic cleansing, ladies and gentlemen. It has nothing to do with terrorists. There is not a terrorist. There is not a faction, basically, in this, or in the Middle East and South America, that the United States and the spooks involved have not created. I said this 5 years ago on the radio, and they were aghast. I said, there are no terrorists on this planet who can be labeled terrorists that this country and our taxpayers didn't create. Maybe it's a little long shot for me to say taxpayers, because we know that over 50 years, 40 years, when you got $25 trillion worth of drug cash, drug money, the dollarinos, baby, the gold, the silver, the bullion, you could do a lot of bad things with that. And that's what they do. That's what they do. This is why Bill Gates is involved in vaccines. This is why Warren Buffett is involved in the insurance industry. This is why the Israel lobby, the Mossad, the Warren Buffett people and the insurance people and the health people. You know, do you ever think about how much money you have to spend on a monthly basis and simply throw that money into thin air for existence? Whether it's car insurance, whether it's your house insurance, whether it's inflated electric prices or inflated gas prices. They just make the crisis and they just pump it up or deflate it, or pump it up or deflate it. The big enchilada, the basketball. You understand this? Now, I haven't talked about a revelation, which was I talked about the 9/11 payouts. Bain Capital, ladies and gentlemen, this is, in fact, Mitt Romney, the corporation that was involved in laundering the money for these people. This is how the money was put in Swiss bank accounts and brought back into the country in various stages, going through different corporations. Wall Street, in my opinion, is in fact the biggest money laundering organization outfit. Why do they bother? I mean, why does the FBI and why does the SEC bother? I mean, these guys, you know, they're going to put Martha Stewart in prison because she made a phone call and got a little heads up. Didn't really happen, but they're going to make an example out of her. They're going to put Bernie Madoff in prison because, well, basically, look, if you're going to buy a $7 million yacht, you're probably going to go to prison. That is flamboyance. That is arrogance. You don't want to be doing that unless you have the money. If that's money you made for services rendered, that's a whole nother situation. But in fact, it is not. If you take the money from the accounts and you go do crazy shit with it, well, poo, they're going to poop on you. See? Don't make the mistake of believing that everything you see that has to do with, well, legal, let's put it, it's payback. It's extortion. It's ramification up your butt. 90% of what the media will tell you and what they release and allow to be seen, heard, understood is controlled exclusively by not only the Zionist owners of the radio stations, TV stations, the Chinese, and the Saudi owners of these organizations, but also when you consider there's a lot of money involved. There's a lot of payouts involved. There's a lot of payola involved, okay? But also the CIA and our government make very clear, you will not print this, broadcast this. You will not talk about this. You will not publish this. You will not create this. You will not make money on this. If you do, life will end as you know it. I mean, that's pretty much how they make it very clear who's in charge, who the electric eel is. You understand? In closing tonight, I want to talk about the drug wars. I want to talk about the legalization of marijuana. Anyone who might not understand, this heroin and all drugs that are packaged in certain ways are tracked. Tracker devices. You think it's a little wrapper that your heroin comes in there, you junkies. Well, it's tracked. Maybe not all of it, but there is a tracker. They can track the powder. They know how to do this. This is very high-tech, nanotech. It's a device. Trackable. Drones track it. Police can track it. They're given heads up, whether it's tracked or whether it's basically set up constantly over and over again to fill the prisons. Keep the prisons filled. Keep the people in fear. Keep them in their homes and in line. And don't let anybody interfere with our organizations, our operations, our Agenda 21 move forward on globalization and the destruction of humanity. And that's why, one last thing, follow the food, babe. McDonald's takes all the GMOs, pesticides, and growth hormones out of their chicken. Keep an eye on things, will you? And listen for me tomorrow at 6:30. This is Alan Eric Dabosky and the Everyman Show. Until tomorrow night, bye-bye.